You're listening to SBS News.
The first batch of Australian-made AstraZeneca drugs has been approved, with about 500,000 doses to go out each week. European nations who halted their AstraZeneca rollout have since resumed vaccinating people with the jab after studies found it did not lead to blood clots. Health Minister Greg Hunt says the European Union has put in place some very challenging hurdles to get supplies to Australia, but that Australia was now in a strong position.
We are in a strong position because of this Australian production. Now that we've done the numbers, there were 116,000 doses done over the last week. We'd aimed during the phase 1A to have 80,000 doses a week, so that 80,000 has been beaten and 116,000. And now we will have for distribution and contingency over the course of the next 3.5 weeks, 3.3 million doses. That will lead to a distribution of exactly as we had planned, over 500,000 doses a week.
Appearing before a Senate Estimates Committee, Department of Health Secretary Brendan Murphy admitted the European Union had blocked more than one shipment of the vaccine. So far, 62,000 people within the aged care sector have received the vaccine, including 4,600 in the past 24 hours. Phase 1B will now see 6 million Australians get their jabs. The program takes in everyone over the age of 70, along with Indigenous Australians over 55 and younger adults with a medical condition or disability, and workers deemed critical or high risk can also apply. Brendan Murphy has defended the slow rollout, saying delivery times have been beyond Australia's control.
We've been working with Europe just about every day to try and get more AstraZeneca released. That's been a huge effort, and each when we've got those doses, we've generally had about 24 hours notice that they're coming. So there has been continued uncertainty. So we've continued to express that view to government that until we get our local reliable supply, which is the single best thing we've done in this vaccine rollout, is to get local production, that we were not in a position to plan ahead in a secure way. We now are, and that is a great position to be in.
In Melbourne today, Indigenous politicians, including Federal Indigenous Affairs Minister Ken White and Labor Senator Linda Burney, helped launch the rollout of the vaccine for Indigenous Australians over 55. This man receiving his first jab had this message for all Australians.
Yeah, no, it feels fine. Look, it's true. The needle looks much bigger on television than it does on the arm, which is good, so you don't feel it at all.
While the massive increase to AstraZeneca's production of the COVID vaccine will come as relief to GP clinics swamped with requests, immunisation groups are reminding the general public not to forget their annual flu shot. Kim Sampson from the Immunisation Coalition fears the seasonal influenza is due for a comeback. He says the vast majority of people will be waiting a bit before they get their COVID vaccine, and he's urging them to take advantage of that and get their flu shots now.
Look, we honestly don't know what this year is going to look like. What we do know is that influenza is still out there, and it will come back. If it's not this year, it'll certainly be next year. And we're urging everyone to take the precaution and get vaccinated now against influenza.
And face masks will no longer be compulsory on public transport in New South Wales from next Monday. Limits on the number of guests in homes and at weddings and funerals will be removed. People will be allowed to sing and dance in any environment, and entertainment venues will be allowed to operate with 100% capacity. They won't be compulsory in any setting, although Premier Gladys Berejiklian recommends they be used in situations where social distancing isn't guaranteed.
It will no longer be mandatory in any setting, including public transport, although we do recommend it where you can't guarantee social distancing. We appreciate many more people will be catching public transport, and whilst masks are not compulsory, it is our strongest advice that if you feel you're on a service which is during the peak hour where you can't maintain social distancing, we strongly recommend you wear a mask.
Meanwhile, police and health authorities are warning people not to purchase COVID-19 vaccines, vaccine passports and faked negative papers being sold on the dark net. Sellers of vaccines appear to be from the US, UK, Spain, Germany, France and Russia, including multiple adverts in Russian text as well as in English. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.